Costa Mesa Water District responds to state water restrictions. Costa Mesa, California. Amid California's ongoing drought, Mesa Water District, an independent special serving roughly 110,000 Orange County customers, is requiring its customers, effective June 10, to reduce outdoor watering to 4 days a week, fix plumbing issues within 72 hours, and not water any non-recreational or decorative grass. Mesa Water District is among many urban water suppliers in California that are under a state mandate to limit water use. "We encourage everyone to use water wisely," Celeste Carrillo, a spokeswoman for Mesa Water District, told the Epoch Times. "But for the most part, Californians are efficient water users." In addition, the water district's customers are also prohibited from watering or irrigating lawns, landscapes, and other vegetated areas with potable water between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Most of the water used inside is recycled, but outside water is difficult to capture and recycle, she said. According to the district's website, Mesa Water has an abundant supply of water from investing in water sources and infrastructure. "It takes part in refilling the Orange County groundwater basin and the groundwater replenishment system along with the Orange County Water District." Steve Sheldon, president of the OC Water District, praised the work of Mesa Water District and condemned the state for forcing restrictions on urban water districts that invested taxpayer dollars for providing a local reliable water supply to its customers. "Has a different water supply situation than others and shouldn't have to be subject to the same rules," Sheldon told the Epoch Times. Sheldon criticized the state for a confluence of mismanagement of its water resources, noting the 2014 passage of Proposition 1, a $7.5 billion bond that would fund ecosystems and watershed protection and restoration, water supply infrastructure projects, including surface and groundwater storage and drinking water protection. "We're not going to see anything substantiative built for another decade," he said. In a previous interview, he told the Epoch Times that mandating water conservation also reduces water sales to water agencies, increasing water rates to recover the same amount of revenue needed to operate a water agency. According to state data, California's water supply dropped below 50%, with the first 3 months of this year facing the driest first quarter in terms of rain and snowfall in the state's history. Like Mesa Water District, water suppliers are announcing more cutbacks due to the State Water Board's directive, which will affect more than 400 public water systems and approximately 4,200 water rights in cities, agricultural workers, and growers. Earlier this year, Governor Newsom directed the California Water Resources Control Board adopted an emergency ordinance that regulates urban water conservation by up to 20%. "Every water agency across the state needs to take more aggressive actions to communicate about the drought emergency and implement conservation measures," Newsom said in a May 23 statement. "Californians made significant changes since the last drought, but we have seen an uptick in water use, especially as we enter the summer months. We all have to be more thoughtful about how to make every drop count." During the state's last drought, which spanned from 2011 to 2019, local water agencies argued for a tailored approach to water conservation and drought response based on regional needs. Newsom, who says he embraced the approach, also voiced concerns by calling water agencies to step up efforts to reduce water use. However, Newsom warned if localized approaches to water conservation do not show positive results, the state would be forced to enact mandatory restrictions. "Water restrictions will stay in place for 1 year from the effective date, unless the State Water Board modifies, readopts, or ends the mandate expires."